New Hampshire lawmakers have been looking at whether to make changes to the state's voter identification law. Critics say provisions of the law set to take effect this fall would cost the state money and cause delays at the polls. We thought this would be a good time then to look at the broader issues around the ways we administer elections and how they might be improved. Joining me now is David Becker, Director of Election Initiatives for the Pew Charitable Trust, which has been looking into voting systems across the country. David, welcome.
Thank you.
You and your colleagues have said the voting systems we use are antiquated and poorly designed for today's society. In practical terms, what are the direct costs and effects that we see of those systems today?
In many of the ways in which we administer elections in the United States, we still rely upon technology that traces back to the 20th century or even the 19th century. A lot of paper, a lot of reliance upon postal mail. Very few people pay their taxes using paper forms anymore. Very few people even renew their driver's license or pay parking tickets using paper anymore. Most of this is all done online. And one area in which we see states starting to really innovate and be pioneers to use technology to provide better services is in the area of voter registration. And the way most people register in the United States, they have to go find a particular government form, fill it out in pen, and hand it to a government employee. And we've seen things like online voter registration really take off. Only two states offered it in 2008, and now 13 states offered it in 2012, with several more having already passed legislation or building the systems to offer it in coming elections. And then there are several states that are trying to do even better by sharing data between the states in a partnership so that they can better identify when a voter might have moved in between election cycles or might have died, which improves the integrity of the elections and also enables them to reach out to people who might want to get registered, instruct them how to register in the most efficient way possible.
Now, you hit on the key word, that being integrity. How do you ensure, then, these new technologies and new methods don't compromise the voting process and keep the elections with integrity?
The integrity of this has been proven over time. Arizona implemented online voter registration in 2002. In order to register online in the states that offer it, you need to put in multiple personal pieces of information into a secure website that only you would have, like your driver's license number, birth date, perhaps the last four of your Social Security, perhaps the issue date on your driver's license. These are all pieces of information that may be required by the states. Instantly being checked against the motor vehicles and voter registration databases to see if it matches, to see if it's accurate. What we've determined is that online registration ends up being actually more secure. It better protects personal privacy because instead of giving a paper form to a stranger, you are putting all of the information in directly into a website. And so states like Arizona that have now had online voter registration for 10 years report there hasn't been a single instance of voter registration fraud.
The other concern that always comes up when we talk about election laws is cost. What do the costs look like when you first set up these systems and then over time?
Online registration does not cost that much to put into place. Most states have spent a couple of $100,000 to implement online voter registration. And in every case that we've looked at, they've recouped that cost entirely within 2 years as a result of the cost savings. Arizona, Maricopa County, Arizona, for instance, where Phoenix is, has been studying this issue for quite some time. And they've determined it costs them about 83 cents to process each paper registration form, but only on average about 3 cents to process an electronic registration form over the internet. So there are cost benefits all around.
David Becker, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Brady.